the situation with regards to Gaza and the Israeli campaign in Gaza as things stand. Today, May 1st, there'll be over 40 candlelit vigils held for the children of Gaza across the country. There's four in Kerry, Tralee, Stowell, Dingle and Carrasaveen. The campaign is by Gail Erson Gaza, Irish for Gaza. Bevan Nelson is a primary school teacher in Listowel, and she's with me on the line as part of the campaign. Bevan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Okay, the vigils, what's the aim of them?
So we began our vigils in Listowel every Tuesday night. As you said, I'm a primary school teacher, and a very good friend of mine, a local GP here, Geraldine Rochford, we began the vigils back in February, and we didn't think they would go on so long. As you can imagine, a lot of people are, you know, very stressed and upset at home seeing these images, and some people can't bear to look at the images actually. And I'm so delighted that Geraldine brought this group together. We have a lovely group of people that meet every Tuesday, and it's even developed into singing a song or reciting a poem and just speaking about what's going on in Gaza. And we're a great support to each other, and I'm really grateful for the people that meet every Tuesday at 6 o'clock in Listowel in the square.
What sort of numbers are you hoping for?
So tonight, I'm so proud. I'm from County Waterford, and I was delighted to see my neighbours up in the Gaeltacht on Ryan Cunthe Partlorga. So they began the group Gaeler Son Gaza, and then they began the campaign that on the 1st of May today, that everyone in the country, if possible, at 9:30 this evening, if they cannot join us at the, it's actually over 50 vigils now across the country, four, as you mentioned, in Kerry, in Carrasaveen, Dingle, Listowel and Tralee. So if they can't join us tonight at Arwen in Listowel at 9:30, that they would light a candle at home just to mourn and think about, you know, we're solely thinking about the children who have died in this awful genocide at the moment. So tonight in Listowel Square at 9:30, please join us with a candle, and we will recite a poem. We will have a song from the lovely artist Lisa Fingleton, and we'd love to see everyone in Kerry, if possible, come out tonight or at home to light a candle for the children in Gaza.
Okay, there are protests all across the United States in colleges there as well. It's getting pretty tense with regards to encampments and clearing. What will this achieve, finally, Bevan Nielsen? What will it achieve in terms of...
Well, this is it. I mean, of course, this evening is just about mourning. It really is. I mean, it's a moment of silence, and it's grief, and it is, you know, giving support if we can. But outside of this, please support. The Kerry Friends of Palestine are fantastic for putting up, you know, gatherings to support the people in Gaza. The Freedom Flotilla, please support that. Gaeler Son Gaza, of course, is fantastic. And Mothers Against Genocide. If everyone can get behind the campaigns, that's something extra that we can do. I just don't believe that people, you know, turning off their social media pages so that we're ignoring this. It is a genocide. I think everyone, even if it's just sitting at home, sure, and liking and sharing can help. And sure, I'm delighted to see that student unions across the country are getting on board. Yeah. They're all supporting the Gaeler Son Gaza campaign.
Sure.
And I think that they're getting momentum from the students in America.
They want the conflict to stop, certainly. But what would you say to those who are concerned that in this country it's only one side of the story that we're getting? Will there be any vigils for the Israeli hostages who were taken on October 7th?
Absolutely, Jerry. We are supporting children, and we are absolutely against people that have been killed. But I think anyone who understands what has been going on in Palestine, I may have maybe a bit more experience because I've met a lot of Israelis in my travels. I travelled all throughout my 20s before I had children. I met many, many Israelis, and it's unfortunate for them, Jerry, but many people may not know that young people, they are assigned to the army in the to give it back to the country, they have to give years' experience to the Israeli army. They are bred to hate Palestinians and the Muslims, and it's, I'll say that it's not, yeah, I mean, the people have been taken as,
yeah,
I'm
getting
so
too political about it,
baby.
I'm just saying that the issue is and you go down the road of saying that they're bred to hate Arabs, you could say that the Palestinians are bred to hate Israelis. And 1,100 Israelis were butchered by Hamas on October 7th.
And that we unfortunately only get one side for them here. As we know from our own country, unfortunately for them, this is what has happened, is going to breed more hate. That's why we want to stop. We want to stop the hate. I think this country, speaking from our experience, we can see that this can work. But everyone needs to get on board and help support both sides in doing that.
Okay. Bavin, thanks a million for talking to us on that programme this morning. That's Bavin Nielsen there, who is going to be part of that vigil in Kerry, Tralee, Stole, Dingle and Carra Savine today on May 1st. Over 40 candle vigils held across the country for the children of Gaza. If you've